The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Simple name for the show. Simple name for the show because we want to know what's on your mind. And there's a whole lot of North Dakotans, UND grads, and folks from really all across the USA that love the green and white of UND. The Fighting Sioux for many, 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 many years. The 30s through the... mid-2000s when it all became a bit of a challenge to remain the Fighting Sioux because the NCAA is an inept, politically correct bastion of stupidity. Other than that, I love them. Now they're the Fighting Hawks. And we're going to chat with Ed Schaefer, the former governor of North Dakota, the former ag secretary for George W. Bush, and the current president of the University of North Dakota. Looking forward to that. And we are also going to chat with the incoming president, a fellow by the name of Mark Kennedy, this hour on the program. Mr. Kennedy is currently George Washington University, the nation's capital. He's a former member of Congress from Minnesota's 6th District, Republican, candidate against Amy Klobuchar for a Senate race there a number of years ago. And I've never seen anyone shake more hands than he did yesterday at the arena. It was and at the pregame party. And he is Ed Schaefer-esque in his just genuine friendliness and willingness to chat with everybody. Sometimes university presidents, and I don't always fault them for this, but sometimes they're just sort of kind of fish out of water when it comes to sort of athletics. You know, they're there because they know they need to be there, but they're really from the academic world. They're professors and scientists and, you know, uber smart people, but they aren't necessarily, you know, like sports. And you can just tell when it's real, and you can tell when it's, I'm here because I have to be here. And with Ed Schaefer, it's not I'm here because I have to be here, and it's certainly not with Mark Kennedy. So that's going to be fun to watch. He was greeting Sioux fans everywhere, and then it became quite obvious that people would say, well, that's the new president. And people would come around and want to say hi, and he'd have a whole new round of conversations, so it was fun to watch. I know Mark from a number of years ago. Well, I knew him actually in his runs for governor, because runs for rather Senate and also run for U.S. House seat. So it's fun to have someone in there that you know. And he and his wife, Debbie, are wonderful. She's a Holly, Minnesota native, so not far away, and also an NDSU grad. He's a Johnny. Graduated from St. John's, so it's all in the family here, this part of the world. Anyway, Ed Schaefer in a moment. Also this hour, we're going to be chatting with Kerry Eads, 1980 and 82 championships. There's a player that had two national championships. Now the coach of the Fargo Force. Troy Murray will be here from the 82 championship team. Legendary Chicago Blackhawk. And Steve Johnson as well, another 87 a championship team member, and you know, a North Dakotan, Grand Forks native. So that's always kind of fun when it happens that way, too. Coming to you today from the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 studio, brought to you by our friends at Voller Insurance, helping you manage your risk, leaving you more time to build your business. Find out more online at Voller.com. Bellarude Transport, the Valley's link to the nation since 1955. Keep on trucking. Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Army's West Sports Bar in Dickinson, a great place to watch UND hockey. Pro Rehab, exceptional therapy, specialized technology, accelerated healing, prorehab.com. First International Bank of Trust, helping dreams come true one customer at a time. By Advanced Business Methods, a leader in office equipment solutions to North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota since 1971. They are an employee-owned company. They'd love to serve you. Visit their website, abmnow.com. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, helping credit unions succeed. Thanks to Jeff Olson and the team there. Icon Architects, community-inspired, value-driven, client-focused. Thunder Seed, first in the field tonight. Bailey, a top 25 CPA firm in the nation, proudly serving clients for almost 100 years. At Midcoast Sports Network, the official TV broadcaster of UND Hockey. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. Vince Webger is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Still having fun?
Yeah, it's a blast. Hey, winning is a lot more fun than losing.
That's a very good point. I wonder what our president thinks about that. Is winning a lot more fun than losing, Mr. President?
It absolutely is. It was exciting. This whole the emotion and the feeling that erupted around that arena last night was just, I mean, it was high before we went in, but we had a clincher of a game. It was tough fought all the way along, and it was back and forth of who's leading the show here, and then all of a sudden, we got those two goals in the end, and the place just ripped up. It was an amazing thing to see.
Sure was. And you have your Florida attire on today.
I do, because we're in Florida.
We're in Florida, yeah. Ed's got a fun shirt on. Clearly Nancy came along. So like Maria, we always look a little better when our wives are along, right? And a pair of khaki slacks on and got the Florida Palm, shirt on, and we're ready to go.
We are ready to go, and it's I had to remember. I'm having a hard time focusing today,
So much going on.
I had to remember. I still have the university, and I'm teaching a class in leadership there, and I have the class this afternoon. I haven't even read my materials yet, my own materials for my own class.
Well, how do you do a class from here?
Well, we're gonna link in by video.
How do you really?
Video link. Well, the class I teach the class. And we have classrooms both in NDSU and UND at the same time. So I flip-flop between each campus every other week. And then the one where I'm not present, we link in by video.
That's right, because you started that at NDSU.
I did, yes.
Yeah. That's right.
So now I'll just link in from here.
And tell people the class. It's a
leadership class, yeah. At NDSU, it's in the Ag Econ department. It's a 499 leadership class. And at UND, it's in the business school. And poli-sci class. So,
is that cool?
It is very cool. Yeah, it's fun. We have great students, and they're engaged in leadership attributes. So it's fun to shepherd through.
Does it tend to make the kids a little apprehensive to know the president is teaching the class?
Well, it didn't seem to, and it'll be interesting today too, because President Pashani from NDSU is going to join us. So we'll have both campuses, both presidents, and we're also going to have both presidents of the student body with us talking about leadership. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fun class today.
That is really neat. Are you having fun?
I am having fun.
Would you do this for a little longer than 6 months if somebody asked?
Well, it's a little beyond that point.
I realize that because you were very adamant. You said on this show, look, hire a president, and really it shouldn't take you 6 months. Just get it done, and I'll come in and I'll help. But I think you'd be a good university president.
Well, I tell you, we've settled in. Nancy and I got the campus. It was warm and friendly and comfortable. Seems like all my life experiences just were put on the table to deal with the challenges that are up there. Nancy and I were out for a walk this morning along the riverfront here, and we were talking about it. And you go, first you get, engaged fast, and then you say, gee, I'm a part of this whole thing. And then you start saying, I'm a little possessive. about this.
I don't
yeah, that's right.
Who could blame you? I mean, it's your alma mater, and obviously what I thought was just almost like, about as you couldn't script it like this to have the budget situation be like it is in the state, right now. You're having a little experience from your tenure as governor to say, this is okay, we'll do this. It had to have been a calming force for everyone.
Very much so. It's a hard time, Scott. You deal with budget challenges. You're, affecting programs and people. And it's just hard, and it's not fun. And we didn't ask for it. This isn't something we initiated. It's something we were forced upon us. And having been through it in the past, having been through it in the governor's office and with state budgets, I keep telling our people, I can't give you the comfort to go through this because I know it is not comfortable. But I can give you the confidence that when we get through this, we're going to have a better place, a stronger place. Our institution is going to be, ready to go. So that, it isn't this, we don't have enough and we're not building the culture and oh my goodness, we're cutting. We're going to raise out of this thing and have a better university in the end. And I'm confident of that.
You've been under the hood enough now to sort of be able to speak from the perspective of seeing the outside of sort of the swirl of criticism that's often there about the university system in one way or another, whether it's spending too much or students not graduating fast enough or the cost of the tuition and all those things. And now, from the perspective of behind the desk, has your perspective changed?
It's only changed, we all gained a perspective looking from the outside, right? And so, I had a certain perspective or prejudice, if you will, about what was there. What's changed is the excellence at the university. With all the griping and complaining, you kind of think, you just don't know what's there. But everywhere you go on the University of North Dakota campus is some spot of excellence, whether it's a facility, whether that's a class, an engaged faculty member. You know, the students are awesome. It's just any place you go there, there's a sign of excellence. And people off campus don't know that. And often, you know, we have the nickname controversy, we have overspending issues, you have tuition increases, you have maintenance problems in buildings, and people get that in the news and they're going, gee, what, you know, higher ed's got to be this out of control place. And what I'm excited about is, you know, we're going to, you know, we're focusing on getting students out of there in 4 years or on their own timetable. And so we're changing class structures. We're looking at, you know, class offerings. We're trying to figure out ways to offer independent study and waivers for classes so students can figure out how to move through the system better. We're, you know, we're trimming those programs that you had a few students and a lot of administration and things that, you know, just didn't mean. And we'll be back. I know we have to take a break.
Can we finish this on the other side of the break?
Absolutely.
Can you hang around a little? Good. Sounds good. Kerry Eats coming up too, another former Sioux, and more of our conversation on Tampa 4 and the NCAA. Don't go away. Ed Schaefer's with us.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hot Spring Spas and Full Tables 2 Studio is coming to you from Tampa 4 today, and the Hilton and the University of North Dakota did us a big favor yesterday. Coach Barry, Coach Jackson, the whole team win a big, big game in the NCAA semifinal, 3-2 against the Denver Pioneers. Now into the national championship game against Quinnipiac. And if for those of you who don't follow hockey, you're saying, I thought they were a polling place, but no, I said it's a school. There's a lot of good polling that happens to have a hockey team. What'd you say?
Where is that school?
New York.
Is it? Well, I thought it was New in New Hampshire.
Is it? I can't remember.
I don't
remember.
Know. It's in New England somewhere.
Yeah, it's out east. Yeah, but yeah. A funny story. I was at last night coming to the game. I used to follow hockey like chapter and verse. Right? I traveled with the team. I did everything. I lived and breathed it, and I honestly don't have time. I mean, I know UND, but the kids, our kids, they know every player, the numbers, you know, I'm out of the loop. So I'm standing in an elevator next to a guy last night after the first game waiting to go up to the press box. And I said, hey, were you on the bench for that final shot? Because it was a big shot late in the game. Everybody thought he was going to score. And he said, no. I said, did you see it? Is what I said to him. And he said, well, I was on the bench. He was a coach in the
team.
Yeah. I don't know it's the coach, you know. And he got a big kick out of that. But they went on to rave about North Dakota. You, obviously, as a student and as a governor and an ag secretary, cabinet secretary for George W. Bush, been in a lot of UND hockey games, seeing your alma mater. Is it different watching it as a president, as someone who's leading the students?
Well, sure it is. You know, when I started watching hockey in 1964 in Grand Forks, you know, we had the old Quonset Hut, the barn, we called it, you know, and there's no heat, no, you know, just wooden bleachers, you know, it's just a mess. And, you know, you crowd it in there close and just packed it in just to stay warm. And, you know, but, you know, there was that thrill, that excitement, you know, that takes place and that pride in the university. And that, you know, that's kind of how you build a team, so to speak, that the family of UND is like getting in there and, you know, going for something together. And so I went to a lot of games over the years and things, but there's a difference. Last night, you know, I was kind of back and forth between the Alumni Association has a suite or a box up on top, and you know, I had seats in the their tickets in the, you know, in the seats with the fans. There's a difference, you know, what I worry about sometimes is the president sitting up in the box, you know, and you get a certain sense of the game, but a lot of that is foundation work and fundraising and schmoozing big donors and things like that. You get down, you know, you sit in the stands and, the kids are like, wow, you know, you're right with them. They're doing all their silly chants and hand signals and movements and stuff, and they're happy and excited for the game. And it drags into you kind of a more strength. So I've noticed that I don't want to be the president at that game, but I can see where, you know, a lot of places presidents just get trapped, you know, in the trappings of the office, and you don't get to watch the game and be excited with the game. I had a chance to do that last night. It was awesome.
Incredible. It really was. And a lot of fans there were certainly representing University of North Dakota well, and now get a chance to enjoy Tampa, Florida. That's not bad.
A little bit today. I've got to teach my class this afternoon, and that's a 2.5-hour class, so that'll take a little bite out of the afternoon. But I have to tell you, Scott, this North Dakota is being presented down here so well, and what we always see is when North Dakotans get together, they're nice, they're kind. You know, that football, that hockey team that came in last night, they came into the hotel afterward. They have suits and ties on. They're respectful. They walk through the crowd. They're not gloating over the victory, and they're not, you know, they're just really kind, you know, generous, compassionate, you know, members of the team of the University of North Dakota. And this is North Dakotans all over are shining through here, and as always, we give them a super good picture of what North Dakota is all about.
Can I get 30 seconds? 45 seconds as a former governor on what's going on home right now with a Republican race for the primary. I think some people think, what the heck's going on? I got a circular firing squad now in the Republican Party. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's awesome. You know, when I ran for governor, I was kind of engaging in the Republican Party for the first time, and people didn't know me or who I was. I had some thoughts and ideas about where the state was going and where I thought it should go, which weren't in the same direction. So we were having public discussions, and I see this again in this race. You know, we have a business guy. We have a, you know, long-term, strong public servant, you know, that's been there a long time. We have a Libertarian candidate. We have a Democrat candidate. We have, you know, we may have an independent candidate that's supposed to announce. I mean, this is going to be, you know, quite different, quite exciting, I think. And the best thing that I know is the people always prevail, right? The people vote. The people get out there. They get the information. people are the ones in the end that make this decision.
Good to see you. Enjoy the time.
Glad to be here.
Ed Schaefer, president of the University of North Dakota, our guest. Kerry Eads, one of those great former Sioux, joining us today on the program as we reminisce about the seven previous national titles and the hope for an eighth. Tomorrow night, Kerry has two national championship rings, 80 and 82, and, of course, now coach of the Fargo Force. Coach Eads, how are you?
Doing good, Scotty. Doing good. Don't forget a third as an assistant on the 87 team.
Oh, good point. He's got three rings. Yeah. Coaching in 87 with Gino, who I'm sure you heard Coach Barry brought down on the charter flight with the team, which was kind of nice, wasn't it?
That was very classy. Nice to see Tootsie come along and Gino's wife. And you know, obviously, Gino has a lot to do with the last 30, 40 years of success at UND hockey.
You're among the best on the strategy of a game. How would you assess what? Let's do this. Let's not talk about last night. Let's look at Saturday. What do you see as the top keys in that matchup with Quinnipiac, who's from New Haven, Connecticut, by the way? I found out they were New Haven now, so I know that. Give us what we need to do to win it, and what we hope Quinnipiac doesn't do.
Well, they're a tough opponent. You know, they're not number one seed overall for a reason. You know, that's the computerized version. I've got some own personal thoughts on that, that it might be out of whack a little bit. I think hockey people would pick North Dakota as a number one, but you know, nonetheless, it's going to get settled on the ice. The top two teams in college hockey this year by everyone's, not everyone, almost everybody unanimous, would probably be close to unanimous, but the top two teams are meeting. So, you know, a little bit familiar with each other, and yet there's a lot of newness. You know, Quinnipiac's a tough team. They do a lot of things well. They're tenacious on the puck. They defend well, got a good goaltender. Power play is good. So, obviously, they've won a lot of hockey games this year and only lost three. So, you know, they do a lot of things well. North Dakota has to stick to their game, play a more complete game than they did last night. They let the gas off the pedal and got a little conservative in the third. And Denver stepped it up and came back and made a heck of a game out of it. But, you know, a complete game and a little more confident play in the 60 minutes is what UND needs to win.
So I always, and I don't know if this is just being a homer, but I always see who we play and who these other teams play, like a Quinnipiac or teams in different leagues, and think that's a big advantage for North Dakota, is it?
No questions. Strength of schedule, Scotty, is hopefully playing into UND's hands here. I think that... Well, first of all, the National Collegiate Hockey Conference, top to bottom, was the top conference in the last 2 years. So North Dakota's had a lot of these wars. The game last night against Denver, you know, they've been in a lot of them. And not that there's any poor teams in college hockey anymore, because all you can see is the upsets that happen game in and game out, year in, year out. So, you know, ECAC is deeper and better than it was, but it's definitely not the National Conference. And the wars that UND has survived to win the
regular season. Hang on, Bert. Hang on, Kerry. We got a good another little surprise for you coming up.
The Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com, and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back in Tampa, Florida, counting down to the big night tomorrow night for the University of North Dakota to take on Quinnipiac. They are from New Haven, by the way. We found that out. Vince, thanks for the research on that. Appreciate that very much. The Quinnipiac.
Yeah.
New Haven, Connecticut.
They're good at doing polls.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Quinnipiac poll says North Dakota is going to win tomorrow.
Their own poll.
Yes, their own poll.
There you go. We duped them in their own work now. I love that, yeah. Brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. That's right. They're the ones with the Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge that boast the biggest battery yet. Fast wireless charging, packed full of one-of-a-kind features. You can find the folks at B-Mobile, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Thief River, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton, Minot, Bottineau, Devil's Lake, and Williston. Or go to bmobile.com, find a location near you. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. So Kerry Eads, coach of the Fargo Force, and a part of three NCAA national championships as a player in 80 and 82 and as a coach in 87. With us here for a couple more minutes. Kerry, you still there?
I'm on.
All right, so we're going to play a little game here, and the game is, can you recognize this voice? Okay? So the next guest we're not going to introduce until we play this game. And our next guest can say... You're the contestant, yes, but you have to listen to the next guest. So we'll ask the next guest. Are you there, sir?
Very much. I am here. Thank you.
Okay. Where am I calling you from? Where are we broadcasting from today, would you say, sir?
Where are you guys? You guys are from you guys are down in Tampa Bay, I believe. Watching
exactly.
The Frozen Four, watching North Dakota beat Quinnipiac, going to beat Quinnipiac tomorrow.
Exactly. So, Coach East, could you recognize that voice?
I need a little more clues.
Wow.
Well, I got a lot of dirt on you. If you want me to bring all that stuff up, we played together for a few years. You actually were my line mate. Don't need to go any further than that.
Does this guy live in Chicago now?
This guy lives in Chicago now.
Troy Mother Murray.
How you doing, Bird?
Doing great, yeah. I should remember you. You set me up for you. Definitely quite a few backdoor tap-in.
I made your mediocre career.
Good one.
Oh, I love it. Well, Bertie, you're a trooper. You you win the prize too. Vince, do you have a hot spring spa for Kerry too?
Yes, yeah, he needs one.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
As long as he puts it on a trailer and gets in it during Fargo Force games, right? So it can promote a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah.
I met Kerry, and he doesn't remember me, but I met him in the elevator the day after we beat the Gophers 6-3. We were down 3-0, and Kerry said to me, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
That's saying something. How about that? That was pretty something. What a good time.
That was the famous timeout call, if I remember correctly.
Indeed it was. All right, Coach E, it's good to talk to you. We'll let you go. And thanks for reminiscing a little bit with us today on the program.
Thanks for having me on, Scott. And good to hear from you, Troy. Best of luck.
Yeah. Thanks for good luck to you, bud.
So did you watch last night, Muzzer?
You know, we had a game last night against St. Louis, but I was trying to keep track while I was doing the game. And unfortunately for the Blackhawks, they lost a heartbreaker, kind of like what happened at Denver last night. St. Louis tied the game up in the last minute and a little bit and then won it in overtime. Blackhawks have no opportunity to get home ice advantage. So I didn't actually have an opportunity to watch the game. And unfortunately, tomorrow, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it because the Blackhawks will be playing in Columbus as well.
Duty calls, but you know, thankfully there's social media, right? You can keep track shot by shot on somebody's. Brad Schlossman does a fabulous blog.
There's two things that I'm following this weekend. One is the North Dakota game tomorrow, and the other is the Masters. So I added all the websites or whatever the Twitter accounts that I needed to follow everything.
Yeah, no kidding. What? No kidding. Now you were on that '82 team. What do you remember most from the '82 national championship?
Oh, how good Kerry Eads was.
Well, he's gone. You don't have to butter him up anymore.
I know. You know what? Going back to those days, Scott, I don't know if you remember, to get into the playoffs, it was a two-game total goal series against your opposition, and we played Wisconsin. And in the two-game total goal series that was actually in Grand Forks, I think we lost something like 11-3. And obviously, because of our strong positioning during the season, we got voted back in to the NCAA tournament. We ended up playing Wisconsin in the last game. And boy, if you go down the list of who was on the ice in that game, it was Chris Chelios, it was Bruce Driver, you know, Phil Sykes, James Patrick, Dave Tippett. You know, I mean, the number of players that went from that game itself into the NHL was incredible. But we had just got drilled by Wisconsin in our playoff finals for the league, and all of a sudden we turned around, and here we're playing them again. I think we're basically tied up going into the third period. And we all sat around the locker room and were going, you know, let's do this. And Phil Sykes went out there, and he was a monster in that game, and we won it. And, you know, for me it was a few short days thereafter that I ended up being in Chicago and never looked back. And the one thing, Scott, that I have – over Johnson Toews is I have an NCAA championship and he does not.
And of course, Troy gets the pleasure of now covering the Chicago Blackhawks, doing a great job doing it, but watching one of the Sioux greats in Johnson Toews. But you're right, close as he came, he didn't do it, and you did. And of course, that link between the Blackhawks and the Sioux over the years is real. We saw John Marks last night. There's another Blackhawks legend. So that was
John Marks was my first roommate in National Hockey League when I went on the road. He was still playing in the NHL.
And the Trooper, he lives down in Florida now, and he just got a new knee, I think he said 2 weeks ago, and he's running around down here, you know, hobbling around, but he couldn't miss it. Just had to be here. So it's really special, that bond with all the former Sioux. Muzzer, good to catch up with you, and keep those Blackhawks cranking, but not as important as getting those former Sioux to bring home another ring as it is tomorrow night. So.
We're all keeping a big eye on Johnson down there and Schmaltz, two prospects for the Blackhawks, and I know that there's a real nice buzz going around here about North Dakota being in the final tomorrow night. So it's exciting, and I certainly will be following tomorrow. And Scott, thanks for having me on. Hey, I saw your old buddy Russ Romanoff up in Calgary about a week or so ago.
One of the best. And by the way, can you say my wife Maria is? You know, she still has, you know, her Troy Murray memorabilia from her days growing up in Grand Forks. Can you say hi to Maria?
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Yeah, she'll like that very much. She's not here, and
thanks
she's
for
happy.
Listening in. Yeah,
she's
exactly.
Not happy. Take care, Troy. Good to talk to you.
All right, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
One of the all-time great Sioux, and an incredible Chicago Blackhawk, Troy Murray, with us. Reminiscing has been a lot of fun. So we talked to the current president of the University of North Dakota. So let's talk to the next president of the University of North Dakota. Mark Kennedy's with us as well today. Is this fun or what?
This is fabulous. This is fantastic. The folks from North Dakota really know how to get energized about a hockey game and put it across the line.
I was telling the listeners earlier that, sometimes, right or wrong, university presidents sort of just don't look to really be enjoying sporting events, right? It's just sort of an environment different for a university president than would be the normal academic arena. And many people have commented how Ed Schaefer really enjoys, being around the students and everything else. And I said, after watching you and Debbie last night, you were Ed Schaefer-esque in your handshaking, because it just seemed like, this is fun. I'm going to go meet everybody in the building that I can that has green and white on. You're having a good time, obviously.
We are having a good time, and it's going to be a hard act to follow following Governor Schaefer as president. He's doing a fabulous job, and we're pleased with the good work he's doing.
So, from the perspective of someone that knows the university world and athletics, how do you see them interlink? This is important for a school overall, right? I mean, obviously a school's job is to teach people, but the athletic component of this is pretty darn important too, isn't it?
Well, this is the front porch to the university that most people see. And somebody was commenting earlier how there's a lot of folks that from North Dakota that go to UND hockey. We won't talk about the other school's football, but they're just engaged with North Dakota. And there's so many people that engage with UND that never went to school here. And it really makes it connected to the state. So I think it's very important.
And you brought your wife, Debbie, along?
I did, and she's having a blast. She was wearing some great UND garb yesterday. Some of her NDSU friends said that they were hoping that she had something NDSU under that.
Isn't it something? It starts already. She, of course, is an NDSU grad, for our listeners that don't remember that you've mentioned that before, but which I think is great. I think it's fantastic, but it's real, isn't it? Is that like a Georgetown GWU thing, too, or what in the world?
It is. We just have the other George we don't talk about.
Yeah, is that how it goes?
That is.
Now, what about, you're a Johnny, right? So you graduated from St. John's. Like, who's the big rival?
St. Thomas.
Okay, St. Thomas. Yeah.
Friends don't let their friends go to St. Thomas.
Same stuff. Oh, my
Everybody
God.
Has to have a rivalry. But, I went to a fabulous sports program at St. John's University that has a handful of national championships in football to the name. Then I went to Michigan afterwards, which clearly has a great sports tradition. So I'm very imbued in the strong sports traditions and what they can mean for university. And so we're committed to making sure it's going to be stays that way. It's, Governor Schaefer, President Schaefer was challenging me. Now, if he wins a championship, we need to win one next
year. I heard that. On his way out here today. Hey, once we win one, now the pressure's on you, Mark. You're going to have to make this happen again.
Well, I don't know. That's always a team effort to deliver, but we want the North Dakota to win today.
So there's been I don't know how much time has passed since your selection as the next president. It's been a month yet. I forget even how long
it's been. It hasn't been a month yet.
Not quite a month. But, what's bouncing around your head about what's to come and the transition and everything else?
Well, we're anxious to get there. We have, it seems, every other week we have a UND event now, even though I'm still at George Washington University. We start July 1. We're focused on making sure we engage as much with the state, with the university as possible in that first 90 days, focus on a plan thereafter, because we're going to be coming into the legislative session coming early next year, and I want to make sure that I've gotten the whole university community together around a strategy by then. Getting their input, having them guide it, but coming to an understanding of what do we really want to make sure we want to protect, we want to advance going into the next legislative session.
What's your take on the budget situation?
I think Governor Schaefer, President Schaefer, is doing a fabulous job of going through the process of doing the difficult task of deciding what priorities you really need to make sure we keep. It's never easy to do this process, but getting the wide input, making sure that you're making decisions on a timely basis, communicating is what you need to do. And from what I can sense from the outside, President Schaefer is doing that. But we have to realize that the price of oil hasn't gone up yet, and it could still be very challenging in the next cycle. So keeping a tight lid on expenses over the course of the years ahead is still going to be important.
Good to chat with you.
Good to chat with you as well, Scott.
Enjoy.
Thank you. We're out.
Going to be a great game tomorrow night. One more segment to go with two more legends. Come on up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello.
full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soilhealth. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sponsors who bring us What's on Your Mind week in and week out. Folks like the North Dakota Petroleum Council and Hedolls. Hedolls has it, you know. That's right. Not only the parts you need, but also great people. MyPillow, oh my gosh, we got a great deal of MyPillow. The 4-for-1 deal now. You just tell them Scott sent you and you're going to get the great deal. And you will never sleep better. Hedolls. I told you about Hedolls. Oh, I didn't give you the number for MyPillow. Sorry. 800-506-9028, our special number, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott to get the deal. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future Online at SecureEnergyFuture.com. PetroServe USA. Beat Mobile. H.A. Thompson & Sons. PVE Scheffler. Polar Silver Center and the North Dakota Family Line. It's all fine sponsors for today's broadcast. And we thank them. Of course, in addition, our special Tampa NCAA Studios, brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Advanced Business Methods, Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Pro Rehab, Army's West Sports Bar, Gate City Bank, Belarus Transport, Valor Insurance, First International Bank and Trust, helping dreams come true one customer at a time, Medco Sports Network, the official TV broadcaster of UND Hockey, Ike Bailey, Thunder Seed, and Icon Architects. All right, a couple of former Sioux here to chat with before we wrap up from Tampa. You ready for this, Vince? You ready to go?
Let's do it.
Let's finish strong with the one and only Mike Commodore, ladies and gentlemen, from the 2000 National Championship team. Commie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I know, all's well.
So you're supposed to save the trash talking to before the game, and you're trash talking the Pioneers last night after the game on Twitter. I saw that was
Well, it got a little hairy there for a minute. I didn't want to get into it too early, so I waited until it was safe and then let it fly.
What did you think of that game?
Yeah, it was good. I actually had to miss the best part, to be honest with you. Well, I shouldn't say the best part, but when it got really close there, I had to go get somebody at the airport, but. I thought it was pretty, a little tentative in the first period maybe, but no, I thought it was a great game and a little bit of a scare there at the end, but it all worked out, so on to the next.
Now, what are you doing these days? Last I heard you were playing in Russia. Still there?
Oh, no, Hannah, 1 year, that's enough. I did that for 1 year, but no, this is my second year. I haven't, I don't touch my hockey gear much anymore. Now I pretty much just play golf. I'm out in Arizona just kind of hanging out.
Now, rumor has it you gave up on Detroit Lakes. You spent a lot of time in the DL area, but Arizona won out. Is that the deal?
Yeah, Arizona won out. I loved DL. I had a good time, but it just I had that cabin there for a long time, but it was kind of hard to get to. I still go home quite a bit just to see my family, and to get there from Alberta to DL wasn't there's no direct flight, so it was a little bit of a pain. I wasn't using it, so I figured somebody else in the area that is going to use it should have it.
Say, we have not just one former Sioux in this segment. We have two former Sioux, both legends. Steve Johnson from, of course, the infamous 87 National Championship team is here as well. And I would imagine you two probably played a little golf over the years. Johns, how are you doing?
Good, Hanno. I'm in Tampa right now, and the weather's great, and it'll be awful hockey.
Yeah, now, Steve, obviously, a lot of former players are here watching UND, but, of course, Steve here is not only as a former player but also as a parent. And how is Luke doing? I saw him with that leg brace a little earlier. Are things healing?
Well, we're not sure yet. He had a knee-to-knee hit, and he was in a leg brace last night. And I don't know exactly how it is right now. We haven't got much info on it, but it didn't look overly promising last night.
Yeah, it sure didn't. What did I'm curious what both of you think about. What you saw last night. I mean, Steve, you go first from the standpoint that you hear some fans saying, gosh, didn't play that well in one. That's a pretty darn good deal, right?
Well, that hopefully it sets them up to have a great game tomorrow. And I thought they just did enough to win yesterday and certainly made a big play in the last minute to score the goal. But I know that I'm sure they expect a better performance out of themselves tomorrow. And so maybe that turns into a positive factor.
I also have a listener that wants to know the best moment from the national championship teams from each of you. 2000. Hey, by the way, Mike, my favorite memory of you was being in the Oval Office, for crying out loud, with Bill Clinton celebrating a national championship. But on the ice, what was your favorite moment?
I mean, all of it. I mean, it was kind of a blur. I mean, probably when Lee popped in that the empty netter to pretty much. To ice it. I mean, that's one moment that sticks out. Somehow I managed to score a goal. That sticks out a little bit, too. I like to say I put it right under the bar, but the goalie wasn't even in that, and I split it right in the middle on the ice. The whole game was great. I mean, I think actually probably the best part of it was beating Boston College in Providence, where it was basically a home game for BC, and we had, you know, a sliver of, I mean, North Dakota fans travel unbelievable, but if there's no tickets available, there's no tickets available. And we had, you know, a couple thousand North Dakota fans there, and the rest was Boston College, and we won. And I mean, it was a great time, obviously.
John, which moment do you relive from that 87 team most?
But
I just I think similar to what Mike said, there were so many you know great moments. But we played Michigan State in the final, and we probably didn't have the. I don't think fans traveled quite as well as they do now. But what I remember about that is being in Joe Louis Arena and playing Michigan State, and we thought there was 19,000 Sioux fans because Michigan State being green, the whole building was green. So we thought they were all for us.
Might as well just own the arena, gentlemen. Thanks a bunch, and look forward to a lot of fun tomorrow night and possibly a chance to raise an eighth banner. And I know as a proud papa, that'd be great for you, Steve. Thanks a ton, Commie. Good to catch up with you. All the best, guys.
Thanks a lot, Al.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we're out of time. Vince, it's been great fun.
It has. Let's continue.
Exactly right, folks. See you Monday. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.